从顺序往下读，就大家如果不熟的可以跳过去，就下一个人读。十节哈，一章，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就吃他们权柄，做神的儿女。
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父出生子的荣光。
约翰跟他做见证，喊着说：这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他充满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
A review of the what we spoke on or what we looked at last week. I'd like to read the first 9 verses as well. We'll just continue around. So we have a review from what we looked at last week.
那我们在先呢，在讲这一段之前，我们做一个回顾上次讲的哪一些内容。那我们先把一章一节到九节也再顺序读一下。刚才停在谁呢？
So we continue to read verse 1.
太初有道。
1-9.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道。
这道太初与神同在。
万物是借着他造的，从非造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
生命在他，
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Andy， 五节。
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
There was a man sent from God whose name was John。
这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Okay. I've just done a little review from last week.
我们上周的部分，我们先稍微做一点回顾。
What we read in that first verse is that already at the beginning,The word was in existence.
所以我们在第一节知道呢，在有时间之前，神的道，神就存在了。
And we read next that the word, and we can explain what the word is in a moment, but the word was with God.
我们读到了呢，这个道是跟神同在的，一起的。
And then,We read that the Word was God.
我们也读到了道也是神。
We looked at that, the meaning of Word last week.
我们也了解了道是什么上一周。
And, so I can ask a question because what is the Word, what does a, just a simple word, what does a word mean?
如果我们用一个简单的词，我们来看看道是什么意思呢？
There's a question. What does a word mean?
道是什么意思？
You have a character in Chinese. What does a character mean?
我们在中国字都是一个一个字，象形的字，这个字是什么意思？
In a general sense, not specifically.
在比较宽泛的这个不是特别的角度，比较宽泛的角度是个什么意思
？Truth, conception.
真理。
Concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. An idea.
一个概念。
Right. A word is like it's like it carries with it the word that is inseparable from it, an idea.
所以在道里面呢，或者在话里面呢，它带着是一个不可分割的一个概念，一个想法。
So you have, when you have an idea, it's always expressed in a word.
所以当你有个想法，你总是通过话来表达出来的。
So the idea, this word, what we read here is, we think of it as an idea, but it's more than an idea.
这里呢，起头它是一个概念，一个想法，但是它比概念想法要更深。
It's more than an idea in God's mind.
在神的思想里，这个会比概念想法要深。
Because God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们都知道神是三位一体的父子灵。
No one completely understands this, but that's what the Bible teaches, that God is three persons in one.
这是圣经，很多人不能特别清楚地明白这个意思，但是圣经教导我们的是上帝是三位一体，圣父、圣子、圣灵，三个位格，但是一体的神。
So that when we speak about God, oftentimes we speak of the Father, it means the Father.
当我们常常讲到上帝的时候呢，很多时候我们指的意思是指那个父神。
And just as you and I are, we're a tripartite beings, or we're three persons in one.
就像我们是不同的位格我们这个不同的位格呢，天父、圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们可以三个位格，但是合为一体。
See, we have bodies.
我们有我们的，他刚才意思是我们自己里面也是三个一体的，我们有体身体。
And through our bodies, we interact with the world around us.
那通过我们的身体呢，我们和身边的世界呢有交通、有交流。
But essentially, part of us is our spirit as well.
那我们的身体里也有灵。
The spirit is life.
那灵就是生命。
That life has come from God.
那是这个生命是从上帝来的。
And so the body without the spirit is dead.
那身体如果没有灵就是死的。
But between the spirit and the body, we have what's called a soul.
那从灵和身体之间呢，我们有一个部分，我们叫做魂。
And they link the two.
然后它联系了这两个灵和身体。
It's our soul that feels, and we have emotion, and we reason, we have intellect, and so on.
那是我们的魂呢，是有感受、有情感、有理性、有分析。
And so we are three in one.
我们也是三者合一的。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们也是可以三者合一的。
From what we understand in Scripture, God the Father is the one who begins things, he initiates things.
那从圣经上我们看见呢，圣父他是那一位创造的神，是开始的。
And it's God the Son that carries out the will of the Father.
那圣子的位格，他是遵循了圣父的旨意。
And it's the Holy Spirit that reveals the work of the Son.
然后是圣灵呢，是把圣子的工作显明、启示给人，显明出来。
All three were at work in the creation.
那这三个位格呢，都在创造的时候一起工作。
Although there's three, they're only one.
虽然他们是三个不同的位格，但他们是一体的。
As I say, I think it's impossible to completely understand all this.
所以我说呢，可能是不太现实的，是完全能够在我们的理性里能够明白这一点。
If we can't understand all the things that God has made, how can we understand the one who made them?
如果我们都不能完全理解神所创造的天地万物的这一切的东西，我们怎么可能完全能理解这个神呢？
Some of the simple things that God has created, we have no idea what they are.
即使一些比较简单的神的创造呢，我们也不是完全能明白。
For instance, we used last week the example of life. Scientists don't know what life is.
上一周我们讲到了生命，那科学家也现在不是完全能够明白生命是什么。
They know what happens when there's no life.
他们能明白这个生命没有了以后人是怎么样的。
But they don't know how that life begins, and they don't know exactly where it came from.
但是他们不明白这个生命从哪里来的，而且是怎么开始的。
We have light.
我们有光。
These simple things, light, nobody knows exactly what light is.
如此简单的东西啊，这个光，但是没有什么人知道这个光到底是什么。
Scientists, they look at light as little particles, and some as waves.
那有的人认为，有的科学家认为光是一些很小的粒子啊，有的认为是很小的波啊。
And to describe all the phenomena of light, you need these two opposing theories.
所以要解释所有跟光相关的内容呢，你必须要把这两个貌似相悖的这个解释呢，你要合起来啊，因为它既是粒子又是波。
But if we don't understand the simple things that God has made, how are we going to understand the one who made them?
那如果我们都不能够明白简单的神已经让你能够看得见的东西，那我们怎么样能明白那个创造他们的神呢？完全明白。
We understand it by faith.
我们总是靠着信心去相信的。
In Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 1 it says, By faith we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God.
那希伯来书说呢，我们靠着信心知道神靠着神的话知道神是真实的。希伯来书。
Well, yeah, turn to Hebrews chapter 11, please.
希伯来书十一章应该是。对。希伯来书十一章三节，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Verse three.
Yeah, ready, read.
Pretty fast.
And
did you read the last part? So that what is seen was made out of, was not made of what it was. So there we understand. It's by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3.
希伯来书十一章三节，他说我们是因着信知道诸世界是借神话造成的，神的话，神话。
So he said, the writer of the Hebrews says that everything was that's visible was made of that which is invisible.
所以希伯来书的作者就告诉我们，所有这些所见的都是被那所不能见的造出来的。
In this version here, it says the universe was formed at God's command. That's the word that, but in the literal meaning is it was formed by the word of God. The same word that we're using here in John chapter 1.
它是借着神的话啊，这里就说诸世界是借着神的话造成的。
And so it's the Father who wills the concept when it's the Lord Jesus himself, the Word of God is what encapsulates or carries that meaning, that concept. It's the Word of God carries the concept.
就是神的话呢，它是就像一个载体一样，它把这个想法，这个神的概念呢，就放在这个话语里传递出来。
It's the vehicle, you might say, of the thought is the word.
就是话就是想心思意念的载体，你可以这么想。
We'll jump ahead to verse 18 and then go back, but verse 18 says no one has seen God at any time.
那18节呢，我们先跳到18节，然后再往回看啊。18节说，我们回到约翰福音1章18节，说从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
That God, one and only, that's the word we read in verse 1. Yeah. It's the same word.
这是同样的一个词啊，这和一章一节的那个词是一样的。是父父怀里的。
Now let's go back, then again to verse 1 and 2.
那么回到一节和二节。
Just to capture these thoughts for us this morning.
然后让我们明白这一些想法。
We have the word which is the vehicle.Of the concept that God has in His heart.
然后我们现在有话，这个话是神的在他里面的思想的载体。
And what that concept, because is His own Son, which we read in verse 18, was at the Father's side. It was in the Father's bosom, as it were.Within God Himself is the Son.
所以这个话呢，其实就是他的圣子，所以他十八节也讲到，在他怀里的，就是在他里面的这个话，所以这个 Word 这个位格其实就是圣子。
And when God wishes to express Himself,
因为上帝盼望把他自己表达出来。
He expressed Himself in His Son.
他用他的圣子，用他的话，把他自己表达了出来。
How many here have ever tried to write poetry?
这里有曾经有谁尝试写过诗呢
？Anybody try to write poetry?
有谁写过诗吗
？No.
没有，没有。
Come on, come on, confess. You must confess.
你们要承认哈，你们肯定想写过诗。
You've tried to write. Why did you try to write poetry?
那你为什么想写诗呢
？Because you want to express what you are.
你想表达你是什么样的人？你想表达自己。
So God wanted to express Himself.
因为上帝也想表达他自己。
How could He do that?
那他怎么能做呢？
You could say he wrote poetry.
他也可以写首诗啊。
And this poem was none other than the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但这个诗或者这个写下来的话，就是耶稣基督啊，就是对，就是那个圣子的位格。
And so, that Word.Existed before time began, before there was a creation.
所以这个话呢，就圣子呢，他是在时间有了之前，在创造一切创造的之前就有了。所以神是超越时空的。
And this expression was not just a word to that stays by itself. It was he. This word was or is a person.
所以这个话呢，不是一个死的，是只是写下来的那个话语，它呢是一个位格啊，它是一个完整的位格，就是活的这个话是。
It's a living expression.
它是一个活的表达。
And not only that, we read that, verse 3, it says, through him, that is through the word, all things were made.
然后三节说呢，借着他，他就是那个话，就是圣子。借着他干什么呢？万物都是借着他造的。
And without him, nothing was made that was made.
那凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
The word was not only an idea, but it was a living person. But it that word had all the power of God there.
所以这个不只是一个想法，也更不只是一个位格。他这个位格里藏了所有神的能力，因为他创造是从他的能力来的。
And so when we read in the Old Testament about God speaking to Moses,
那我们 读到旧约，当上帝跟摩西说话的时候呢？
Or speaking to Abraham，
或者说上帝跟亚伯拉罕说话的时候呢？
Or speaking to any of speaking through any of the prophets，
那或者和通过所有的任何的先知来说话的时候呢？
That was Christ。That was the Son, the second person of the Trinity.
那如果讲到这样的情景，就是或者跟摩西，或者跟先知，或者跟其他任何的说话呢？这个上帝的位格就是圣子的位格，就是耶稣，所以是耶稣在跟这些先知们说话。
And he not only spoke through the word, but he spoke through action and power.
所以他不但通过话，他也通过行动，通过能力，通过创造诸世界来表达。
We'll go to Psalm chapter 33.
那我们来看一点点啊，诗篇的九十三篇啊，诗篇的九十三篇。啊 ，33，33，33，三十三篇，不好意思。
And verse 6.
三十三篇六节，就909页，如果是蓝本的圣经。
And then we read verse 6 and verse 9.
我们读六节和九节，我帮大家读一下，大家都看到吗？就是诸天，诸天借耶和华的命而造，万象借他口中的气而成，因为他说有就有，命立就立。
So we might say that the Son is the spokesman of the Father, but the Word of the Son has all the power of the Godhead.
所以你可以说呢，圣子是圣父的一个发言人，但是呢，这个不只是一个发言人，他有圣父一切的权柄和能力。
So now, the reason I spent this time on the review is so that we might have firmly fixed in our mind that the Word of God, the Son, is equal with God. And it's this one who is going to be manifested in human form.
所以我们今天为什么要回顾一下呢？就希望大家建立一个特别重要的、清晰的概念在脑子里。圣子，耶稣他这个位格，他是和神一模一样，他是跟神同等，他是神，而且他有特别大的能力。那之后呢，他要在人里面，他要道成肉身，他要进到地上来显明出来。
So we find there in verse 5 or verse 4, we find the source of where life comes from.
对，所以我们回到约翰福音一章四节，所以四节里面就讲到生命从哪里来的，就告诉我们真正的那个生命是从他那里来
的。It says, In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
所以四节说呢，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Here's these concepts that we talked about earlier, life and light.
这我们刚才也提到了一点概念，生命和光的概念。
Life comes from God.
那生命是从光是从上帝来的。
And it's through his son.
但是是通过圣子这个位格给出来的。
Life cannot be created in a laboratory.
那生命不可能是在实验室里研究出来的。
They've tried for 50 years the most sophisticated equipment and have never been able to duplicate life.
然后科学家们用了几十年在实验室里用很先进的仪器也没有办法创造出生命。
There's a law in biology that has never been falsified.
在生物学里面会有它的律哈，它的规律是不可能被自己人模拟出来做出来的。
It's called biogenesis.
生化，生 biogenesis 啊，生物基因学，对。
The law, it's a law.
对，这是个律哈，就生物基因是个律。
Simply stated, it means life always comes from life.
或者说呢，简单的来表达就是生命总是从生命里出来的。
And the only reason that people are trying to find life in other places is so they can disprove what the Bible says.
所以唯一的原因啊，人们总是想在地球以外去寻找生命的原因，就是他们 就想借着这样的寻找，如果找到了，他就能够否定圣经所说的。
They're trying to put away their responsibility to God.
因为这样的话呢，他们就能把人对神的那个责任给撇到一边去。
He was also, it says here in, he was in verse 5, the light shines in darkness, but the darkness didn't understand it.
那第五节呢，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
When Jesus came into the world, there was the God-man, the spokesman of God.
当耶稣来到地上的时候呢，他就是那个神的发言人，是从神来的那位。
And he was, everything that he said was true.
他每说的一样事情都是对的。
He came to reveal the Father.
他来就是要把父表达显明出来。
And he came in a form and spoke in a form that we could understand as humans.
然后他以一个什么样的形态来的呢？是以我们同样的人的形态，以至于我们能明白。
And he spoke the language of the people that were there.
然后他用我们在的地上的人的语言来说话。
And he lived the same circumstances that they did.
然后他活在和他们一样和我们一样的环境里。
But he was completely without sin.
但是他完完全全没有罪。
It says that the light, he was the light from God himself. He shone in the darkness, this world, this dark world of sin and death.
所以他说他是光啊，因为这个罪，地上的世界呢满了罪和死啊，所以他是光来照亮这个世界。
Death is our great enemy.
那死是我们最大的敌人。
Everyone around this table today, we are all dying people.
所以今天这个桌上的每一个人呢，我们其实都是一个正在走向死亡的人。
We can deny it.
我们可以否定它。
We can try to delay it.
我们可以努力的延迟它。
But none of us can ever do away with death.
但是没有一个人能够远离它。
And so, that's why the Lord Jesus came into the world, the light.
这就是耶稣来的地上，他作为光的原因。
And what light does is exposes darkness, doesn't it?
光就是来照亮黑暗的，对不对？
And because we've all sinned, we're all dying.
正是因为我们都是罪人，所以我们都是在走向死亡。
And that's why the light came in to show us our true condition.
所以这就是光来照亮我们里面真实的景况。
No, when the light comes in, it shows us that God is pure and holy as His Son was.
所以光来的时候，就让我们看见神是纯洁，神是完全圣洁的，就像圣子表达出来的那样。
And then goes on to reveal Him as God, a God of love.
然后呢，他来表达那个神就是爱的神，他是神就是爱。
When God was writing this poem that was expressed in His Son, He wanted to tell the world that He loves them, that God is love. That's.
当神写这首诗，就是这本圣经，借着他的圣子讲出来、表达出来的时候，他就想告诉整个世界呢，他就是爱。
So the mankind lost in sin and dying, and in danger of judgment, might receive the love of God and be transformed into God's image through faith in Jesus.
所以在地上一切的人呢，当他在罪里，正在沉沦等候审判的时候，那他可以看见圣子的光，可以把圣子接进来，信靠他。不但这样，他能够成为神的家中的一员，成为神有神儿子的名分，这是一个非常大的恩典。
So when the light, God's light, expressed in His Son came into the world didn't recognize Him.
所以当圣子来到地上的时候呢，这个地上却不认识他。
Why not?
为什么不呢？
Because God foremost, above everything else, is a God of love.
因为神 在其他一切的他的特点之上，他的本性是爱。
And when God expresses himself in his son, his son came as humble. He didn't express his great power, that he's all powerful, but his love supersedes everything.
所以当圣子来的时候呢，他是一个非常谦卑的形象。他生在马槽里，他有一个非常谦卑的形象来的。所以虽然他有一切能力，但是他是舍了他的能力，以一个谦卑的形象来表达他的爱。
And when Jesus came, he showed what God's heart is really like.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他表达出神的心到底是怎样的。
He came to heal the brokenhearted.
他是来医好一切伤心的人。
He came to carry our sorrows.
他来是肩负我们一切的苦难和悲痛。
And although he was misunderstood and even hated by a lot of people, he came to carry our burdens and to take our sins away and to offer himself as a sacrifice for our sin.
即便每一个人地上很多人都不理解他，甚至恨他，但他依然来肩负我们的痛苦，除掉我们的罪孽，以至于死在十字架上。
But though it says here that he was shining in the dark, in the darkness.
所以这里说他是在
But the
黑暗。
The darkness couldn't understand this concept of God.
所以他这里说光虽然照在黑暗里，但黑暗却不能理解，或者说不愿意接受这个光。
This idea of God was so far away from people's minds.
这样的概念，这样的神的概念，在人脑子里离得实在是太远，是最不敢想象的这样的神。
You know, people, what kind of ideas do people have of God?
那神，当人的脑子里什么样的神的概念是正常的，常常会想。
You know, they vary from a God that can be manipulated.Can be influenced by rituals or by something that we can do.
所以他们有，比如说呢，有一种呢，这样的神是可以通过一些仪式，通过我们的行为来影响的，甚至来左右的这么样一个神。
And so people have idols, and they think that if they light candles and give them food or whatever, that you can somehow influence God for your benefit.
所以可能会有些偶像，那我可能上点香，点点蜡烛，弄点东西，然后某一种程度，那我们能够也借着我们这些呢，我们能够影响他，影响这个神的心。
Others have an idea of God as being very far away and not interested in them personally, all powerful but unknowable.
对，另外一种神的形象呢，就是好远好远的，也不是太关心我啊，非常大能，是很厉害。但是呢，我如芥草啊，他不是太介意。
This concept of a God that would come in and be born as an ordinary man and grow up to be just a carpenter, and to live in a small town in an obscure part of the country.
那这样的这个神呢，他以一个人的形象来，他成了一个木匠。住在一个特别偏远的山村里。
Someone who could be your friend, who could listen to your troubles.
但是呢，他是一个你的一个朋友，他能听你的麻烦，听你的苦难。
But he did demonstrate the power of God in all the miracles, didn't he?
但他的确在他的短暂一生里，他显示了从神而来那特别大的能力，因为他行了很多神迹。
And what were those miracles? They were not only demonstrations of God's power, but demonstrations of His love and compassion as well.
所以这些神迹不但显示出神的能力，更显示出神的爱。
He wept, he cried before he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead.
所以当他的朋友拉萨路死了，他之后要把他从死里复活叫醒，但他在之前还是哭了。
Why would he weep?
那为什么要哭呢？
When in a matter of minutes he was going to raise this man from the dead.
因为很快的几分钟以后他就要把这个人从死里叫醒。
He wept because the whole family was broken by the death of their brother and they were all weeping. And he's entered into that sympathy. He can understand our everything about us.
他哭是因为整个家庭因着失去了一个兄弟那正在极度的悲伤当中那他也感受到了他们的悲伤他跟他们一同悲伤所以他就哭了。
A God that exists only in heaven can never understand me and my problems.
如果一个只是在天上远远天上的一个神那他不能够理解我的痛苦他不能跟我有感同身受的想法。
But a God who would come into a virgin's womb,And grow up as a child, helpless, small little baby, and then grow up experiencing every human experience. A God like that can sympathize with me. He can understand me. And that's a God that I can get to know.
那这样的神，他借着童女而出生，从孩子长大，那他一切所经历的一切的事，都是我们曾经经历的。他一切的感受我们一切的感受他都能明白也只有这样的神他所表达出来的我们才能理解
So when he came into the world you see the world their thoughts of great persons is a mighty conqueror that comes with a sword
但世界呢对于这个伟大的人的理解就是有一个强有力的手拿着一把强有力的刀能够征服世界。
So the world didn't recognize this humble man.
所以这个世界的人呢并没有认出这样一个谦卑的神。
But we find here in verse 6 that God had already sent a forerunner, John the Baptist.
所以我们从六节看见呢上帝派了一个先驱施洗约翰来。
And that was to prepare a people to receive this one from heaven.
这是呢要预备一些人来接受从神而来的这位耶稣。
We read that this man's name was John the Baptist.
那六节讲到神仙差了一个先锋来这个人名叫约翰。
And he was sent from God.
他是从神那派来的。
Specially trained by God from his birth.
是从他出生开始就神就一直在训练他。
And it says he came to testify concerning that light so that through him, verse 7, all men might believe.
那这人来呢第七节说为要做见证。就是为光做见证就是为耶稣做见证叫众人因他可以信
We'll have more to say about John the Baptist's ministry later on
那我们可能后面还会讲多一点关于施洗约翰的工作
But he was the one that was to be a forerunner He was to be a voice to prepare a people to receive this one the Lord Jesus
他是那个先锋他是要做的事情他是要在人的心里面做工去预备所有的人当时的人心来接受耶稣基督。
And so, we have there in verse 7, it says, He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. And he himself, he says, was not the light, but he came only as a witness to the light.
刚才读了七节和八节啊，那八节说他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
If you turn with me to Psalm 36 and verse 9,
如果你跟我一起翻到诗篇的36篇九节。914页。诗篇的36九节 因为在你那里有生命的源头在你的光中我们必得见光
That verse 9 gives us a help in understanding our verse back in John chapter 1 verse 9.
这个36章9节帮助我们理解了约翰福音的一章9节。
There it says, the last part of that verse 9 of Psalm 33 says, in your light we see light.
因为诗篇的36篇的9节的后半段说，在你的光中我们必得见光。
In other words, we might put it this way. Unless God illuminates our minds, we cannot see the true light of the world.
那除非神照亮我们呢，我们是没有办法去真的接受那真光的。
You see, our minds are spiritually darkened in a natural sense.
所以在一个自然的状态下，我们因着罪呢，我们的里面已经黑暗了，就不能够看得见东西。
When most people saw Jesus, they just saw a carpenter's son, a simple man. He didn't graduate from the big universities. He wasn't attracting huge crowds of young, strong men.
所以当大家看见耶稣的时候呢，大家都没有办法分辨出他来啊。他看见的只是一个木匠的儿子，也没有读过什么大学。一个很普通的人。
He wasn't seeking to gain power or a name for himself.
他也没有为自己想要去取得能力和名声。
He occupied his time with helping the poor and the sick.
那他整个的时间都花在帮助贫穷和有疾病的人。
And he taught those that wanted to know more about God.
然后他教导一切想要了解神的人，告诉他们关于神的事。
And so it was only by the light of the Holy Spirit that someone could understand who this person was.
只有那因着圣灵而来的光啊，这样大家才能够明白耶稣基督。
He says there in that psalm again, in your light we see light.
所以在诗篇的36篇9节的里面说，在你的光中我们必得见光。
See, a blind man cannot see light.
一个黑瞎子是看不见光的。
Right?
对。
You, a blind man needs to have his eyes lightened.
所以一个我们看见光之前一定要先我们的眼要开。
And so, we read there, if you go back to John chapter 1, we read about that John the Baptist came to prepare people to see the light.
所以约翰施洗约翰来是来预备人能够看得见那个光。
And what he was saying is the light is coming into the world. But in order to see that light, what you need to do is you need to confess your sins and repent.
施洗约翰的主要的信息就是这样，他说那个真光要来了。那你们要做什么呢？你们要承认自己的罪与不义，你们要悔改，来接受那个光。
So he was baptizing people in the Jordan River.
所以他在约旦河里给人施洗。
He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is coming."
他说呢，他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
And there's a mightier than I coming. There's a mightier than I that's coming after.
就有一个比我更大的、更有能力的要来。
So, that he was giving witness then, verse 9, to that true light that gives light to everyone coming into the world.
所以那这就是九章一章九节说，那光是真的光就是耶稣是那真的神，照亮一切身在世上的人。
See, he will give that light of understanding, of illumination to everyone who desires to know him.He will give light.
所以他也会给那一切想要明白神的人让他的眼开了让他能够明白神。
We have an old English saying, it's very ancient. It goes like this. Light accepted bringeth light. Light rejected, bringeth night.
所以有一个很老的英国的这个英语的谚语是这么说的，很老的，就说呢，光呢接受光就带来光，拒绝光呢就带来黑暗。
If we see a little bit of light, we can follow that light. It doesn't have to be very bright to follow.
比如说你在黑暗里面有很小的远远的一个小点的光，你跟随它。
And the closer you get to any source of light, the brighter it is.
所以你只要跟随它呢，你离不管什么样的光源越来越近呢，那个光是越来越亮的。
But if you ignore that light and go the opposite way, it only gets darker.
但是如果你忽视这个光源，然后你反方向走呢，那就是越来越暗的。
And John the Baptist was a glimmer of light for the world.
所以施洗约翰就是那一小点，对世界来说一小点的光。
There were many that gathered around John the Baptist and were baptized, and they became disciples of Jesus later on.
所以那一切当时耶稣还没有来，跟着施洗约翰在约旦河受洗的。那一群施洗约翰的门徒在耶稣来了之后都成了耶稣的门徒。
But, many people didn't, and they rejected the light.
但是还是有很多人他们没有接受，他们拒绝了这个光。
They didn't think it was important.
他们不觉得这个很重要。
In verse 10 it says, He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him.
那第十节说他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
There was a complete ignorance. It's a darkness. It's in the human mind.
这个是一个完完全全的黑暗在人的脑子里，因为他忽视这个光。
And it's no wonder we're born that way.
这个很好理解，因为我们本来生来就是这样状态。
But you don't have to stay that way.
但是我们没有必要说一定要一直持续这个状态。
Because once you have a little bit of light about this man that came from heaven, you follow that light.
当我们有一点点光，看见这个人是从天上来的，那我们总是要跟随这个光，再去看清楚一点。
And then you receive that light.
当我们看见了这真是那真光的时候，我们就把它接进心里来。
And the Lord Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
所以耶稣说他是我这是，他说我这是世界的光。
He that follows me will not walk in darkness.
那跟随我的就不在黑暗里行。
But you'll have the light of life.
会得着生命的光。
That's John 8:12, and it probably pays us well to go there. 8:12.
那约翰福音的八章的十二节也讲了一点。约翰福音八章十二节177页，新约。
Yeah.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Notice, first of all, those two words, light and life, are connected.
你注意哈，这两个词总是连在一起的，在圣经里，光和生命，光和生命。
Of course, a scientist wouldn't connect them.
当然了，这个科学家不会把这两个连起来。
But the source of both is the same person.
但是呢，这两个的源头是同一个位格。
And here it's called the light of life.
这里它叫生命的光。
Because there the Lord Jesus says here he's the light. That is the illumination of the source of life.
这里说它是光，这就是什么？这就是那个，世界的生命的光，它照亮世界的那个光的表达。
So when we go back to John chapter 1 again, verse 10.
那我们回到约翰福音一章十节。
Another thing that the light does, besides reveal Jesus, the light reveals.What's in our hearts?
所以光呢，不但表达了耶稣啊，它也启示了，让我们看见了我们里面是怎么样的。
And that's perhaps why a lot of people reject rejected the Lord Jesus.
这很可能是主要的原因，很多人拒绝耶稣基督的原因。
Because if when the light first shines in, it shows them the condition, the real condition of their own hearts.
当光照进每个人的心的时候呢，会照亮我们里面真实的境况。
And people become uncomfortable with that.
那我们会开始变得不是太舒服。
People don't want to be told that they're sinners.
因为人不是太愿意被告知我们是个罪人。
People immediately begin to argue and say, I'm not as bad as someone else.
人很快就会开始反驳，我没有像那个人那么坏。
But the big mistake is comparing ourselves to each other.
那这个特别大的错误就是我们彼此来比较。
The comparison, he says, our comparison should be to the true light.
因为我们真正的比较是要跟那个真光，那个圣洁的神来比较。
And when the true light shines, the Lord Jesus, we find that that perfect light condemns us.
所以当耶稣在照亮闪亮的时候呢，那真正的生命就显现给我们看。
But that's a good thing.
但这是个好事情。
When you first find out that you're a sinner and you're hopeless before God, it takes you to the very bottom.
所以当我真正看见自己是个罪人，我们在神面前是完全无助的、无望的时候，那我们会一下子放到很低、很谦卑的这个位置上。
But that's exactly where you need to be to meet God.
这恰恰是那个状态我们需要有的，来得到神、面对神的那个状态。
When you realize you can't save yourself.
当你意识到你不能靠着自己来救自己。
And your sins are incurable.
我们的罪是不可医治的。
And you can only expect judgment.
因为这个所带来的唯一就是审判。
That's where you find out that the Lord Jesus has taken your judgment. He's taken your place there.
这样你才能看见耶稣站在你的位置去承受了那个审判的意义。
There he suffered and died on the cross.
在那里他受了苦难，死了，而且是死在十字架上。
He took the lowest place.
他自己放到了一个最谦卑、最低的位置。
The light, as it were, was put out.The light, as it were, was put out. Was put out.
Put out.
Put out.
Put out. 熄灭啊，就是灯。这个光呢，世界的光，其实为了我们，它熄灭了。
Three hours of darkness on the cross.
那在十字架上有三个小时的黑暗。
God had to turn away from His Son because He was made sin for us.
因为圣父必须要在那三个小时里远离。圣子，因为圣子在那三个小时里替我们成为罪。
And now, on the principle of just believing, believing that God loves us.
那现在呢，在一个简单的原则下，我们只需要相信，相信上帝爱我们。
The sacrifice of Christ is given to us as a gift.
那作为借着相信，那赎罪的祭。作为一个礼物就完全给了我们，是一个白白的恩典。
So all our sins have been erased.
我们所有的罪都已经被赦免了。
And the new life is given to us. That life that came down from heaven was displayed on the earth. Now gone back to heaven after His resurrection. That life is offered to us. That true life.
那样的真的生命已经给了我们。作为一个特别好的礼物，这真的生命是什么呢？耶稣死了，他又复活了，他复活了，现在在天上，那就是这就是我们要去得的生命，我们借着信心就能得着。
And we'll read that, and we'll find out how we receive this eternal life in the next few verses.
那我们在后面的几节，我们就明白我们怎么样得着这永恒的生命。
But he goes on in verse 11. He came to that which is own, because it's continuing from verse 10. He came to that which was his own.
那十一节他是从十节继续下来，他说他来到自己的地方。
That is, he came to his own things, really. There's a different word there. He came to his own things. That is the world that he had made. He owned them as creator.
所以他到自己的地方来，这个词自己的地方什么意思？因为整个世界就是他造的，他就是那个话，就是那个道，所以他造的，他来到他自己造的这个世界。
And then that second phrase, but his own did not receive him. His own people. There's a different word there than in the previous phrase.
但是他自己的人呢，却不认识他，却不接受他。
He came to the world that he had created, and the world did not receive him.
对，他来到一个自己造的地方，那这个地方的人却不接待他。
He came to his own people, the Jews, that had been specially set aside by God to be ready for their Messiah.
然后他也来到他自己的人民那里，那个犹太人是上帝特别的把他们分别出来，来等候那位救世主弥赛亚来的。耶稣来了，他就是那位弥赛亚，就是那位救世主。那他自己的人，犹太人也不接待。
Now as a nation, they didn't receive him as their Messiah, as their King.
作为一个国家，作为一个民族，那他们是拒绝了这个弥赛亚。
He was the wrong kind of King for them.
因为他们觉得这不是他们所想要的那样的王。
They wanted a king to overthrow the Romans.
他们希望的那个要来的那个王是要帮他们推翻当时的罗马统治的。
They wanted a king with the big cavalry and horses and power.
然后他要希望来的那个王呢是有特别强大的能力，多马匹多能力。
They didn't want a king that walked around under his own power and from an obscure part of the world, part of the country.
他们不希望这个来的王是从一个小山村里来的，只是在地上讲道的。
But there were some that did receive him.
但是的确，当中还是有很多人接受了他。
And in verse 12,
十二节说呢
，It says, "Yet to all who received him, to all,
凡接待他的
，Notice now all,
所有啊
，That includes." Not just the Jew, but I see my name in there somewhere.
所以你看这里凡就是所有的，所有呢就意味着不单是犹太人，那我也看见我的名字了。
You see, God's offer goes out now to the whole world.
所以你会看见神的这个礼物，现在开始给到了全部的世界所有的人。
We read in the scriptures that God has set aside the Jews in this age in order that he might open the door to the Gentiles.
所以我们都知道上帝在旧约里面分开了一波人犹太人那因着他们的拒绝现在这样的恩典就给到了整个全地外邦人。
And it's all those that receive him, it says.
这里说到就是所有信他名的人
To those who believe in his name
就是那些相信他他的名的接受他相信他的名的
What is this? That's always God's way through grace operating through grace
这总是神做事的方式他是通过恩典啊那借着你的信心来做事。
So, as a God of love, He wants to give a gift to mankind.
那作为一个爱的神呢，他要把礼物要给到人。
There's only one way we can get that gift.
那只有一个方式我们能得到这个礼物。
And that's through receiving His Son.
那通过接受他的圣子啊。
The Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督。
Now, there's three ways we read there. Yet to, let's finish verse 12.
那我们把十二节讲完。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
那些信他名的人呢，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
See, it's a matter, what does it mean to believe?
什么叫信是什么意思？
an idea. What does it mean to believe?
信是什么意思？
Scripture.
没看到的信，就没看到的事情就。
In English, please. Come on, Nicole. You can. Your English is good. Yes, 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 yes. Come on.
Come to see. Just believe.
Just believe.
Believe something invisible.
Believe
the invisible.
Believe without seeing. Trust.
Trust? Did somebody say trust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another word, isn't it? Trusting. But trust has a different, slightly different than belief. Yeah. Believe is right, though, because it uses that in the scripture here. We believe, we trust. But is it, another word is having faith in, right?
所以相信啊和这个信靠还有点点区别的，不是一个意思。所以或者我们英语还有一个词就是有信心啊 ,faith, 有信心在里面。对，英文的词比较多，中文就相信和信靠，就把自己交出去是 trust。
The word receive is connected with that too. Believe, receive. See, it's more than just a blind faith. You know, we can have a blind faith where we don't see anything, but we have faith that somehow it's going to happen. You know.
对，这不只是一个盲目的信哈，就相信只是一些概念啊，就是这个信是我们对，是不是迷信啊？就是这个信是我们。确信这件事情会发生，我们把自己交在这个信心里。对。
But this is a different type of belief. It's a different type of trust. It's a different type of faith altogether.
这是不同的信和不，它不同的两个概念。
Because it's based upon God's promise.
因为这个是建立在神的信应许上面，神的话上面。
You know, all other type of faith and belief is only based upon our experiences.
因为所有其他的这个信呢，都是基于我们自己的经验的。
It's like having faith in the power of gravity, right?
这就像重力的这个原则，那我们要有信心在一个重力的原则上。
We all hope, and believe. That when we stand up and walk, we're not going to suddenly rise and gravity is going to fail us.
对，我们其实都是完全相信，那我们站起来往前走，我们不会飘起来，因为我们坚信这个重力原则是可行的。
Gravity is a firmly established law.
因为重力的原则是已经完全建立的一个原则，你是非常坚信的。
So,We have faith in the gravity. We believe in gravity. We trust gravity.
所以这个信心就是我们刚才讲的。那我们是信靠它，我们是有 faith, 有 trust, 我们有所，就是我们愿意按照这个真理去行的。
In the same way, we believe in God's word. We trust God's promise.
那同样的道理，我们也可以应用在神的话、神的应许上。
And The one who has been revealed, the Lord Jesus, we receive him in the same way as we receive the idea and law of gravity and we base our lives upon it.
所以神的话耶稣基督也是一个道理你就把它看成同样跟重力一样的原则我们把它接进来然后我们靠着这个话来生活就像你靠着话靠着什么靠着重力去生活是一样的。
I've never seen gravity.
我也没有看见过重力，眼睛没看见过。
But I've seen its effect. I see its effect everywhere.
但我看见因着重力而来的结果，每各处都在显现。
In the same way, I've never seen God with my eyes.
一样的道理，我也没有因着我的眼睛看见，亲眼看见上帝。
But I've proved over and over again the reality of experiencing his salvation.
然后我也一样的看见他一次一次的经历他经历他的救恩能够知道他的真实。
So, it says here that as to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, the name of God with us. You notice there in Matthew, Matthew chapter 1, I believe it is.
马太福音一章接待他的信他名的
Matthew chapter 1
马太福音一章
There it is, verse 23
一章的二十三节
We're reading actually a quote from the prophet Isaiah written 500 years before the Savior's birth Verse 23 Matthew 1:23
yeah.Yeah, 这是以赛亚书是写在主来之前几百年的一句话。23, I read that.
Yeah.
一章二十三节说必有童女怀孕生子人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And so we read that his name will be called, they shall call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That's the name that was given to him. Not his proper name, not his familiar name, but a name that described him.
A name, 以马内利会成为他的名，不是那个大家常常叫的名，但是这个名是描述他的特征的名。
Just like someone whose name is John, but he is called John the Plumber.
就像有的人会叫约翰，那或者说呢，他会说呢，管子工啊，管道工约翰。
So Jesus, his occupation, you might say, if I can say that, was God with us.
那一样的，如果我们可以这么来表达的话呢，那耶稣是他的名，那耶稣这个。他来干什么呢？就是神与我们同在。
And we read in verse 21 that of his proper name, his given name.
那二十一节我们会看见他的被起的名字是叫什么
？She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
二十一节说他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Now the name Jesus is a contraction of two Hebrew words.
耶稣这个名字是两个希伯来词的这个缩写。
Jesus, J-E, is a contraction short for Jehovah, the Lord of the Old Testament.
那 Jesus 在那个希伯来文里面它是两个部分哈，两个词根，一个是 J-E 呢在那个这个词根在希伯来文的原文里就是 Jehovah 就是耶和华哈，就是上帝。
And Jesus is short for Savior.
那 Thus 这个缩写呢是代表着救主的意思。
Jehovah the Savior.
就是耶和华是救主的意思。
And that's underlined by the last phrase in that verse 21. Because he will save his people from their sins.
所以这个叫耶稣二十一节的起名叫耶稣然后后面就解释了这个耶稣的意思因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Jehovah who will come and save his people from their sins.
所以耶稣两个词合起来呢之意和则合起来就是耶和华要来把他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So believing in his name, God with us, the one who came to save, we need, as soon as we get a little bit of light, we realize we need him to save us.
所以相信他，那就相信他这个名字的意思，就是只要我们有一点点光，我们就意识到其实我们是非常需要光，我们里面是黑暗的，我们是罪人，所以这个相信他，我们就到他那里去。
And it says there in that, we become, if we believe in his name, we have the right rather to be called the children of God.
所以借着相信他呢，我们就得到了什么样的权柄呢？成为神的儿女。
And, a little bit more, and then we'll take a break on this concept of receiving and believing. That is the only way that we can obtain God's offer of salvation.
那我们再多讲一点，在休息之前多讲一点这个关于信的相信的这个道理。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们往后翻一翻，翻到以弗所书的二章。
Ephesians chapter 2 and verses
339页新约，以弗所书二章八节和九节，以弗所书二章八节到九节，我们再讲多一点信，什么叫信啊？
Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9.
339. 好，我帮大家读一下。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
No. This concept of receiving God's mercy, offer of mercy, to be called the children of God, that is it's a hard thing for some people to accept.
所以神的救恩啊，神得救的恩典，这样的一个概念呢，有一点对很多人来说很难去接受。
Now God's way of granting salvation is through an undeserving people receiving His gift.
所以，上帝把救恩赐下来的这个方式呢，它是借着什么样的方式？去一些不配得的人，就是我们啊，去靠着接受这个恩典，这个恩典来了，是这么样一个方式。
So notice this in verse 8 of chapter 2.
那我们注意的八节，二章八节讲到。
Notice these phrases. It's by grace.
它是本乎恩，是因着它的基础是恩典。
Through faith.
对，它是通过，也是因着信。
It's a gift.
这是一个礼物。
By grace, through faith, a gift. The gift of forgiveness, because God is love, God is gracious.
这个礼物就是赦免，因为神就是爱，神就是恩典，他要赦免我们的罪。
And it's through faith.
然后呢，我们怎么得着这个礼物呢？借着信心。
Some people say it's too easy.
有的人会说，哎，这很容易啊。
But you know, when you think about it, it's the only way that all of mankind can be put on the same level.
所以，如果我们这么来看啊，这是可能唯一的方法，把地上所有的人放在同一个水平上。
Everybody can accept a gift.
因为每一个人在心里都能接受这个礼物。
The rich,
富人
；the poor,
穷人
；the old,
老人
；the young,
年轻人
；the educated,
有受过教育的
；the uneducated,
没有受过教育的
；the intellectual,
智慧的人
；and the simple,
比较简单的人。
Everyone,
每个人
is on the same level.
所有的人一下都放在一个水一个平平等的基础上。
To say to take a gift.
我们都来到这个礼物面前，去做个选择。
But you see, human pride.
但是呢，就是人的骄傲呢。
Says I am better than others.
为什么呢？哎，我比其他这些人要强一点。
I don't need that gift.
其实我不是太需要这个礼物。
I can do it on my own.
我可以自己做。
What a mistake that is.
这样的错是何等的大。
A fatal and eternal mistake.
这是一个致命的永恒致命的错误。
It's God in his mercy and his grace, he gives completely. He says there in verse 9,
上帝在他的恩典里他把这个礼物是做得很完全的。你会看见九节说。
It's not by works so that anyone can boast.
这不是出于行为免得有人自夸。
There is the problem.
现在麻烦来了。
See, people want to say I did it.
因为人常会说那是我做的。
That somehow I'm better than someone else.
某种程度呢我比某些人要强一点。
So I can say, look at someone else and say I'm better than you and I did more.
所以我们会说呢你看看某人那我比他要好一点因为我做得更好一点。
But on the basis of faith,
但是在信的基础上每一个人都是在平等的基础上。
And not only are we saved, he says, if we go back to John's Gospel there, we'll finish this verse and then we'll take a break.
我们回到约翰福音一章，我们再讲完这一节，我们就休息。
So those who have received him, those who believe in the name of the Son of God, he gives the right to become children of God.
那凡接待他就是信他名的人呢，就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Not only does he give us salvation, but he actually brings us into a relationship with himself.
所以他不但给这些罪人以救恩呢，他实际上又重建了一个关系，让他们和神之间有爱的关系。
You're not just a saved person stuck out in the middle of the universe somewhere.
所以他并不是说救一个人，然后让他卡在这个宇宙当中的某个部分就不管了。
Because God's desire is that you might come and share his love.
所以神的本意神的愿望是你得救了你来跟他来分享他里面的满满的爱。
And just like a couple that are going to adopt a child, they want to bring it right into their family. They're not just going to foster the child and then let it go later on.
这就像一个夫妻他们去领养孩子，他们是想把这个孩子领到家庭里来，有一个爱的关系，而不是说呢，我领养就只是把你养大，然后让你走。
See, we're not foster children, we are adopted into God's family.
所以我们不是这个不是一个抚养，不是一个就花钱的关系，这是一个收养，就是把他领进来，成为家庭成员的这么一个关系。
What authority do we have for saying we're children of God?
那我们这是一个何等大的恩典和权柄呢？说我们是神的孩子。
We have his promised authority here.
这个是一个他应许的权柄啊。
To those who believed in his name, he gave the right or the authority to become the children of God.
那凡接待他的，他有这样的权柄，成为神的儿女。
The same promise that saves us also brings us into a relationship with him.
那同样的那个应许，那样救我们的那个应许，也同时把我们带到了神儿女的名分的位置上。
And that authority is from God himself.
那这个权柄是从神他自己来的。
We'll take a break and then we're going to look at three ways that you cannot become a child of God.
然后呢，我们先休息一下，然后之后呢，我们来看一下。有三个方式我们不能成为神的儿女。我们一起来做个祷告。我在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们如此宝贵的真理，让我们看见您就是光，您就是生命。主啊，也求您开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们看见 啊、自己的罪与不义，让我们愿意有一个谦卑的心来接受啊、接受您，接受您的恩典，接受耶稣基督的救赎啊、我们因着我们的谦卑，因着我们的信，也啊、因着您那大大的救恩，我们成为您儿女的名分，父啊，谢谢您，这是何等大的祝福呢，父啊，也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，也求您祝福我们在座的每一位，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门。